Good afternoon, Burnaby Pacific Grace Church.
各位眾恩大家庭的成員啊,午安。
Thank you, Kevin, for translating for me.
好多謝葉景強你幫我翻譯。It
has been and it will always be a delight and a joy to worship with you.
實在充滿著約同埋喜悅,能夠喺大家中間嚟到分享神自己嘅話語。
Last week in the English ministry, we started a two-part series.
喺上個禮拜嘅時候,我喺英文嘅崇拜同大家嚟到分享一年兩次嘅題目。
Part 1, we called it Christ and the Church.
第一個環節就係講到基督同教會。
And part 2, which is today, is called The Gospel in the Church.
第二个环节是讲到福音在教会里面。
And today I get the privilege and honor of sharing one of my favorite pastoral passages.
今天我能够真的很荣幸可以在中间跟大家分享一段的经文是我非常喜爱的。
And when I started ministry here, I had this passage printed and put in my office.
在我楼下办公室那里呢, 我的壁布板那裡也是張貼了這段經文。
It serves as a reminder from the Apostle Paul about the ministry of Jesus Christ.
在這裡透過保羅他自己的說話來勉勵我在神面前的服事。
It reminds me that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the driving force of a minister's job.
這個就是我們傳道者 的背后那个推动这个动力。
And the gospel is the reason the church exists.
福音就是我们教会存在的目的。
And I must say, today I picked this passage not to brag about myself.
今天我跟大家分享这段经文, 不是我有什么值得夸口的地方。
Because by no means does my life compare anything close to the Apostle Paul.
因为实在我们的生命, 跟这个保罗这个使徒实在有天渊之别。As
we see the Apostle Paul experience a great deal of trials.
其实保罗在他的人生里面经历到很多的考验试炼。Trials
from those that sought to ruin his reputation or to persecute him.
很多人想尽办法的来攻击保罗，亦都是想诋毁他，来到抹黑他。
And in other letters, we see the Apostle Paul talk about his imprisonment for the gospel.
在福音,在其他的书信里面看到保罗受到很多的迫害。
He talks about how false teachers were following him around, trying to undo what he was doing.
有很多假先知,假的师傅来到周围的,来到去谋猎他。
So my trials don't even come close to what the Apostle Paul went through.
而我所受的考验呢, 跟他真的差天动地,可以这么说。
Maybe my hardest trial is skipping lunch because work is so busy.
我受到考验的地方可能就是我忙得滞,连午餐都忘记了来到享用。
For me, that's suffering for Jesus.
这个就是我为主而受苦。
But nonetheless, we are all ministers of the gospel.
无论如何,其实我们每一个人都是神他自己的仆人。
And like the Apostle Paul, we have one purpose, that is to faithfully teach and preach the gospel.
好像使徒保罗一样,我们成为一个忠心于他的话语,宣讲他的话语的人。
It's our job to be faithful in doing this, not for ourselves.
我们这样做,不是为了我们,忠心的这样来服侍。
But we do this for the glory of strengthening and empowering the church for Jesus.
我们为了这个福音,这个大能,透过我们来彰显出去。
And this task is not an easy task at all.
这个事工不是一件容易的事。
Because, just like in the first century and now, the church is diverse.
正如好像第一个世纪的时候,教会一样,他们都是很有不同的背景的人在当中。
And as you know, with diversity comes conflicts.
很多时候,有不同背景的人,我们都会带出 这个有些的冲突或者不和谐的地方。
In verse 20 to 21, it says, How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and Greeks of repentance towards God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这段经文第20章第20节和21节里面，使徒行传他这样讲，他说，你们也知道，凡于你们有益的，我没有一样被毁不说的，或在众人面前，或在各人家里，我都教导你们，又对犹太人和希腊人证明当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。
So here now, the Church of Jesus Christ, they have to deal with the cultural differences.
在教会里面，我们都要处理一些因为文化背景不同的所引申出来的问题。
As well as to deal with the prejudices against each other.
有时我们都会有一些或者偏见啊、傲慢啊对其他的人。
Because the message of Jesus Christ mandates that the diverse church must wrestle with this.
但是在福音的重点里面要教导我们，虽然我们的背景是不同，但是这个信息是一致的。
They have to wrestle with what it means to be a Christian Jew and a Christian Gentile and how we coexist.
我们要很多时候在教会里面有不同背景的人，所以我们要怎样的要相处得更好。
And the gospel, as the Apostle Paul says, the gospel is the answer to that question.
这个福音就是对这个问题的答案。
The message of Jesus Christ is the fundamental component that keeps the diverse church unified.
这个福音，这个本质，这样东西是能够使到教会，虽然它有不同的文化背景的人，但是都能够在里面来到合一。
As well, the message of Jesus Christ is what drives the diverse church to do incredible, amazing things here on this earth.
而这个福音的信息就能够使到我们这班的群体，虽然我们有不同的背景，但是都能够凝聚起一起来到去宣讲这个信息。
But there are unfortunate realities that come with this.
很多时都是有一些的现实出现了。
We live in a world where there are those who do not agree with the message of Jesus Christ.
在这个社会里面，有一些人，他们不认同这个福音的信息。
And that's okay.
这个是我们人是有这个自由。
But there are those that don't believe, but they also intentionally seek to divide and corrupt the message of Jesus Christ.
他们自己本身不相信，但是他们也很希望来到攻击或者甚至乎来到去破坏我们对这个福音这个信息的内容。
And this is what the Apostle Paul experienced in his ministry.
我们也都看到从初期教会里面保罗也都经历到这些事情。
And if they can't corrupt the message of Jesus, they will corrupt the messenger.
很多时候他们不能够败坏这个福音的信息，但是他们很希望能够败坏到这些宣讲信息的人。
By putting into question the person's credibility.
他们很多时候来到首先的或者令到他们或者他们的可信程度来到减低。
Hence the Apostle Paul defended himself to the Ephesians in his, in chapter 20.
所以在这里也都保罗来到向以弗所的教会来到去他们能够抵挡这个攻击。
And if we're not careful to protect the church, one result that comes out of this is the church can fall apart.
如果我们不能够抵挡这个敌人对我们这方面的攻击的时候，教会也都会因此的缘故来到去或者是被破坏，或者他们来到要解散。
And through false teachers, they can dissolve the church completely.
所以这假先知或者假的老师能够影响教会，来到将教会来到分裂。
What's really interesting about the churches in the first century was that they were all homes.
很多时候在第一世纪的初期的教会里面，很多的教会都在一个家庭里面来到举行。
That people would gather in homes and they call it church.
很多时候他们在教会里面来到敬拜，来到服侍。
And in homes, there would be elders.
在家庭里面，他们当中有长老，有领袖。
These elders would be leaders of their household.
这长老就是在家庭的教会里面成为领袖。
And the first century church, they carried that same model to church.
从第一世纪一路演变，在现今的世代一样，我们也有我们的领袖。
That the church would elect elders to be their leaders of their family household.
而当时的信徒也会选立一些的领袖成为他们的长老。
And the roles and responsibilities of these elders were to lead and shepherd God's people.
这些领袖他的功能就是在教会里面牧养神他自己的群羊。
They were responsible to teach and to guard against false teachers.
他们是会宣讲神的话语，也都抵挡一些敌人对神的话语的攻击。
1 Peter chapter 3 talks about this.
在彼得前书第一章，彼得前书的第三章。
1 Peter chapter 2 talks about this.
第二章里面有讲到。
And 1 Titus chapter 7, I'm sorry, chapter 1 verse 7 to 11 talks about this.
在提多书的一章第七节也都会讲到这方面。
And I just want to read to you verse 9 of Titus chapter 1.
我想跟大家讲是提多书第一章第九节。
Titus says, he must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he might be able to give instruction in sound doctrines and also to rebuke those who contradict it.
在提多书里面第一章第九节里面这么讲，坚守所教真实的道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把真辩的人驳倒了。
Here now we have elders, the overseers of the church, being taught by the eyewitnesses of Jesus Christ.
当日我们看到有些长老来到带领的教会，也都将神的话语来教导给他们。
It was the apostles who taught and equipped these leaders to lead the church.
在当日的教会里面，保罗就是栽培，也都建立了这班的领袖，教会的领袖来到帮助，来到牧养神他自己的群羊。
And why is this important?
为什么这么重要呢?
Because in the time of persecution, the lifespan of your leaders are probably really short.
当在迫害的时候，这些教会的领袖，他们很多时候，他们都不会做得很久。
That if the apostles and the elders do not equip the church with the gospel, how will it continue to move with the gospel?
所以如果保罗不能够将福音这个信息来到去将他的当时的领袖来建立的时候，福音就不能够传开。
That is why the task of the elder to teach, to equip, and to empower new leaders become very, very important.
所以属灵的领袖能够将神的话语教导他们，也都来到建立他们，这个是非常之的重要。
Because the reality is the leaders are most likely going to be imprisoned or be sentenced to death.
有很多时在早期的教会里面，教会的领袖受到迫害，甚至乎被监在监牢里面，也都被杀害。
In Acts chapter 20 verse 22 to 23, the Apostle Paul says, And now behold, I am going to Jerusalem, compelled by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment, afflictions await me.
当日保罗亦都有这个经历，在22节里面这么记载，他说，现在我往耶路撒冷去，心神迫切，不知道在哪里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等待我。
Hence, there is a sense of urgency in the Apostle Paul to equip people with the gospel.
所以在这里有一个迫切性，保罗，使徒保罗需要来到造就当时这些属灵的领袖。
And what we see also in Acts chapter 20 is a real sense of genuine relationship.
也都我们从使徒行传第20章里面看到保罗和那些领袖那个美好的关系。
And that the Apostle Paul's relationship with the church was not a job.
而保罗对他的服侍，他看来不是当是一个好像一份普通的工作一样。
And so I am always encouraged by the Apostle Paul's letters.
所以很多时被保罗的书信所来到激励。
Because in his ministry, there is a sense of real relationship with people.
而在保罗的经历上面，看到他同人的关系，有一个很美好的关系。
We see it in their relationship marked by a sense of self-sacrifice for one another.
我们很多时还透过保罗的书信里面看到人和人之间互相的可以为对方来到牺牲。
We see that there is a sense of embracing one another and embracing the teachings of the apostle.
很多时他们为了神的话语，他们很爱慕，亦都彼此的互相的建立扶持。
There is a sense of fighting for one another.
有时都会有争执的时候。
And how they fought for one another is in the way they rebuked, correct, and encourage one another.
有很多时亦都有提醒，有责备，亦都有互相的来到劝勉。
And all of this was done for the sake of building up one another.
在这里最重要的，他们这样做是为了彼此互相的建立，彼此的扶持。
You see, even in this relationship, we see the gospel working in unifying the body.
在合一见证的教会里面，我们看到福音那个果效在信徒的关系里面要彰显出来。
And we see the gospel driving the church to minister the good news of Jesus Christ.
而我们教会的使命就是要宣讲这个使人和神和好这个福音。
Another reason why I really love Acts chapter 20 is that I get to experience this myself.
在《使徒行传》第二十章里面，亦都有啲嘅嘢我曾经嘅经历过。
Many of you have opened up your life to Brini and I.
好多人能够将你打开你嘅生命，嚟好接纳我同Brini。
We have shared in the joys of ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ together.
我哋一同服侍嘅时候。 能够深深感到好开心，好快乐。
We have shared in prayer for each other and for others.
我们很多时亦都为了别人的需要，我们来到向天父来到代求。
We have shared in correcting and encouraging one another.
很多时亦都能够彼此的提醒，彼此的劝勉，互相的鼓励。
We have fought with one another and yet still love one another.
我们有时或者我们都有争执的时候。 但始终我们都是深深的爱着对方的。All
of this because of Jesus Christ.
这些一切都是因为我们的主耶稣基督。And
because of Jesus Christ, we come together and we say as one body, Jesus Christ is supremely and infinitely important.
而主耶稣基督在我们的生命，在我们这个群体里面，合一的群体里面，是最为重要的。
And because of these experiences of relationships, Brini and I are overwhelmed with sadness.
所以因为这些，以致我和Brittany都会觉得有些伤怀。
But as the Spirit leads and compels us to transition,
在这个特别，在这个时候，在转折的期间里面，他都是感觉到有些难过。
It would be human nature to be comfortable and not obey God.
有时按着人的意思的喜好，我们会选择一个安舒的环境。And
so for us, because Burnaby Pacific Grace is so special and so important to us,
因为本拿比众恩堂在我去同太太之间是一个很重要的一个大家庭。
We want to transition well.
我们很希望能够在这个过渡期，我们要离开的时候，能够过渡得好好。And
here again, we see in Acts chapter 20 another example.
在这里，在《使徒行传》第二十章里面，
that the Apostle Paul shows us that we need to have leadership in place.
我们很需要有 领袖来到在教会里面来服侍。
And these leaders with the gospel need to be empowered to take on the ministry in a very delicate time in our history.
在领袖在这个这个时刻能够发挥到他的功用，特别来到在将这个福音来到去传开。
You know, I have heard stories of transition where it is so volatile and it is so divisive. Oh, it's not in there.
Oh, okay. Can you repeat that again?
Sure. I have heard stories of transitions where it's very volatile and very divisive.
很多时在这个即是同工转接的期间都会有很多的波动，或者亦都系有一啲嘅
divisive，
同埋系有分裂嘅情况。
Sorry, I'm improvising right now.
Okay.
But we see how much God loves this church.
但系我哋睇到神系好爱我哋嘅教会。
Because since the time that God is compelling us to go,
神亦都有咁嘅带领，佢同佢太太要需要离开。
God was also compelling people to care for this church.
神亦都会有咁嘅迫切，催逼一啲嘅领袖嚟到继续嚟到带领呢个教会。
And God has so graciously provided some incredible leaders for the English ministry.
神喺过去喺现在喺英文嘅事工里边兴起咗好多嘅领袖。
And so right now at this time, every ministry in the every fellowship and ministry in the English side has leaders.
在每一个侍奉的岗位环节里面，神都兴起了他的工人来服侍。
And this truly is solely because God loves his church.
这个完全是因为神爱我们这个家。
And so last night, I spent some time with these leaders.
在昨晚他跟一些的领袖是有一相处的时间。
At my house, we had a meal together.
在他屋企里面有很丰富的晚宴。
We talked about ministry plans for the future.
他们也都会谈到关于英文事工前面的路向。
And like in Acts chapter 20, we laid hands on them and we prayed over them.
也都好像使徒行传第二十章里面所讲的，他们按手的来到祈祷。
And just like what, and as the Apostle Paul teaches us, we encourage them to stand firm in the teachings of Jesus.
正如好似保罗喺初期教会里面所咁做，佢哋能够系彼此嘅鼓励，亦都劝勉佢哋嚟到好好嘅服侍主。
We encourage them to care for the flock.
佢哋鼓励呢班嘅领袖能够关心教会呢个我哋每一个成员。
And we encourage them to make Jesus known and Jesus more important than anything in this world.
让每一个提醒每一个领袖，让主耶稣基督在我们的生命里面成为这个至宝，这个最重要的东西。
And in a way, Acts chapter 20 speaks also for us as a church.
这个在使徒行传第20章里面也都对我们每一个信徒讲说话。
That the Apostle Paul is encouraging us as a church to make sure that the gospel is at the very core of our existence.
这个在20章里面提醒我们每一个成员，这个福音是我们信仰的核心的部分。
That the gospel of Jesus Christ is what unites us.
是神的福音来到使到我们来到在里面要有合一。
That the gospel of Jesus Christ is what drives us to be, to exist as a church.
因为基督耶稣的福音就推动我们来到成为在教会里面彼此的一起来到服侍。
And the gospel of Jesus Christ drives us to love one another.
让基督的福音使到我们能够彼此的学习相爱。
No matter how different we are, no matter how much conflict there is.
无论我们有不同的背景，或者我有不同的差异，我们仍然的可以来到高举主耶稣的自己的福音。
And as I close, I want to encourage you, Burnaby Pacific Grace.
当我在结束的时候，我在这里透过这些说话来鼓励大家。
We exist as a church to make Jesus Christ known.
我哋喺埋一齐吓，成为呢个教会，系愿意使人，亦都有机会透过我哋去认识呢个主耶稣基督。
Why is this important?
点解呢个系好重要咧
？Because people need to hear it and people need to experience the supreme love of God.
因为人需要呢个福音，需要呢、这个无比主耶稣基督嘅大爱。
The good news is that through Jesus Christ's life, death, and resurrection, sinners are reconciled and restored to a holy God.
而福音呢个信息呢、这个内容就系话到俾我哋听，透过耶稣基督佢自己嘅生平、佢嘅死亡、佢嘅复活，啊，能够使人与神嚟和好翻。
As John chapter 14 verse 6 says, Jesus said to him,
在《羊福音》14章第六节，耶稣说，
I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我就是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So church,
所以教会，
always remember that Jesus Christ is our life source.
我哋常常要明白，啊，耶稣基督，啊，就是我哋生命嘅源头。
And always live to make Jesus Christ of more value, more honor, more worthy than yourself.
透过我哋嘅生命活出，啊，主要我哋活出嘅样式。
And if we do this, I promise you, you will see God do amazing things through this, His church.
假如我哋都能够好切实咁样嚟到实践呢个福音里边嘅信息嘅内容嘅时候，人哋睇到我嘅生命会被吸引嚟到认识呢个主。
Let us pray。
我哋一齐就去祷告。